Blog Talk Radio. awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show, the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show, that is. And it's great to be back. It's week 149. Our theme is Ascension, and our special guest is Charles David and Kusu. And we're going to bring Gary on. He's grounding the energies over there in the United States. I'm here in the UK, as I said. And are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone. Yeah. How can you hear me? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, fine. Great. Perfect.
We are here. What week is this?
It's week 149.
149. Mm-hmm. Tempest Fugit.
Yeah, doesn't it just? Wow.
Well, I'm looking forward to this show with Charles David and Kusu on with us. Looking forward to this one. It's been a while since we've spoken to them, or at least... It's been a while since I have, so I'm looking forward to this. This should be a very exciting show.
It will. And we've had wall-to-wall sports here for the last 2 weeks, as you know. I'm not a great sports fan myself, but I do appreciate all the hard work and effort it takes just to even qualify to enter an Olympic race. And so I'd like to congratulate all the people who won medals of any description. I'd like to congratulate people who even qualified to get there.
Right.
Because not in my wildest dreams. I beg your pardon?
Yeah, it's not the winning.
Everyone who
participated.
It's monumental just to get there.
And
I know.
It has been absolutely fantastic.
Right.
So, my husband has really enjoyed it because he's a big sports fan. So, but I actually got a bit fed up of turning the TV on and there was just somebody kicking a ball or somebody running or swimming or boating
swimming
or whatever.
Or something. I was kind of getting a kick out of it. I would tune in occasionally. But, yeah, I'm not that big of a sports fan either. And it was nice to see it. And it's also nice to have it gone. So,
yeah, do you play any at all?
No. I used to. I used to play a lot of baseball. The American sport. Oh, yeah.
American baseball, yeah.
Yeah, and that was in the younger days. And, you know.
Well, I've never played any sports because anytime, anywhere where there's any balls, they always hit me in the face, and that's without a word of a lie. They find me wherever I am, even if I'm sitting beside a swimming pool, as soon as you've got a beach ball, you know, it just gets me. Anyway.
Yeah, and being
I'm
a musician,
ball magnet.
Might have had something to do with that as well, because I was more interested in music myself rather than sports.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the case with most musicians, I think, is they have a tendency to, you know, favor music over sports anyway. At least that was the case with me. I found it all a waste of time, mostly.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I've just been looking for a track which I've uploaded to the switchboard twice, and it's just completely disappeared again. And so I'm just going to play one by my nephew. It's called La La Love, and it's by Simon Pollock, my nephew. He's a singer-songwriter over here in the UK. And I'll find the one I'm looking for later. It's by a friend of mine on YouTube, Dean Danforth. And he had a brain tumour and had an operation a month ago. And I think he was just really dying to... I think it kept him going, the fact that he was going to be uploading things to YouTube. And he's done a remix on an old song that he did before. So I'm just going to have to either find that in a little while, and I'll just play this to be going on with before we bring our special guest on. Here we go. This is Simon Pollock, La La Love.
Great.
La 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 Love. La 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 Love. La 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 Love. I wrote an advert for the Lonely Hearts Club, and it started like this. Hello, is there anybody out there? I'd like to meet someone someday soon. Then I kept on writing, I'm so sick of hiding, and what's the use of hiding inside? I need a little la 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 love, la 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 love, la 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 love in my life. Whether it's electronic, supersonic, or made from cosmic dust, love in my life. I've been single for years, maybe yesterday was better that way. Time's moved on, and I could share these days, book a holiday for two for a change. I still want what I can't have, and that's bad. At least I know that. I need a little. Little la 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 love, la 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 love, la 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 love in my life. Whether it's electronic, supersonic, La 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 love. La 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 love. La 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 love. La 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 love.
Oh, that was Simon Pollitt. And I think everybody needs a little love in their life, don't you?
We need some la 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 love. Absolutely. That song is delightful. I love it.
Well, if I was rambling earlier, it's because I've uploaded the song again and it's still not on the switchboard. So we've got a black hole on there somewhere and things disappear down it. So we'll have to see if we can find it later on, and if not, I'll have to promise to play it next week. But it's a really inspirational story, I thought, and I did want to play it. And also, it's called Legends That Never Die, if you want to hear it on YouTube, by Dean Danforth. And it's a Red Indian flavour, so I thought that would really suit you, Gary, as well.
Ah, well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for really thinking of me.
Pardon? See, if you can find it, I can't find it on that switchboard. It's just disappeared. Anyway, okay, we're going to bring our special guest on without any more ado, whatever ado is. So, are you there, Charles David?
Hello.
Hiya.
Charles, welcome to the show. Yes, you're on. How are you?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Jan.
Hiya.
Blessings to both of you and all your listeners. I see a lot of participants in the chat room. Shelly Starr, Red Gypsy, Jeff Paolo, a few guests. About 11 people are on. There'll be more people in the future, participants in the chat room here.
More people listening on the airwaves, actually. Than
very humble.
Callers listening in. Yes, there are a lot more people listening to us than what is apparent.
Yes.
So.
And Charles is from Arizona.
Not here today.
Very hot.
I'm from Arizona.
Oh, hot deserty place, is it? It sounds gorgeous.
I grew up there.
We've had a 1 week of nice sunshine. We've had our week of summer here this last week. So who knows when we'll get any sunshine again. It rains nonstop for weeks on end. But never mind. We've had a bit of sunshine. And but anyway, Charles and Kusu have come to talk to us about ascension.
Great.
Kusu, she may not be on the air today. She's having some technical difficulties. We had to phone laptop. I don't know. With all these solar flares, it seems like a lot of our electronics have kind of got little glitches to them now.
Yeah, I mean, the sound on Skype has been absolutely atrocious. Every song you play sounds like it's playing in five keys at once, you know. But anyway. Okay, so what does ascension mean for you, Charles?
I think the same as a lot of people. You know, we're going through the spiritual transformation on the earth. We're raising up. I've experienced a big increase in energy, releasing a lot of those lower energies that I have of suppression, depression, oppression, all the things that are pressing on us. I know each one of us are on this planet in our own time. I know there's many people around the world in these different time zones. And each one of us is sitting in our own space. We're here at the computer. I'm sure a lot of you are too. Like you mentioned, some people are listening to this broadcast later. But each one of us are still embodied here, assuming that we're still in the body. We haven't physically ascended off the planet. I think we all share in common that embodiment, you know, this vehicle that we require. And each one of us has the similarities of sleeping and mating and defending and eating. We eat, we sleep, most people have sex, and they fight and they defend. And I've noticed lately, you know, I've been questioning, you know, how am I raising my energy in each moment? Eating, you know, what do I eat? Do I eat superfoods? Do I eat high-energy, positive, light foods? My body is really important. You know, what I put in there and the food content is been so important to me lately. Garden is, you know, almost critical, especially with what I find in the market. But sleeping, you know, do we rest and recharge? Do we do it in peace with our mate? Do we have high energy? Do we a lot of us are conserving or saving our creative life force? And there's so much change and so much going on the planet. How are we defending? You know, I find, am I defending my ego? Or am I doing a defense for the children, the elderly, the animal, the other beings on the planet? Question is really, you know, I watch the news. Are we being a protector or a predator? There's so much going on in each moment that it's important that some of these predatorial energies raise up, you know, let go of that and become more protectors. Each moment's a now moment. Our past is, you know, dead and buried, below in the vaults of time, and any future chapters that we have are yet to be written. So we each have this now moment, and in this unique time and space dimension that each one of us sit, you know, what are those actions that are leading to the ascension? Is yours and mine, our energy being lowered into a descension or descending, or our actions from the heart? You know, do we love the heart center? Do we creation? Question of, you know, egoic, heartless, negative, destructive energy, or positive, creative? So many choices. And, you know, are they the most highest and positive? I think when we tap into a clear, really undistorted stream of information, you know, that forms us, it shapes us. And I was thinking about Blog Talk Radio here just now, and I recall when they had a stream of information that was from the radio. It was limited to a really few channels. And we've really increased those data streams and our connectedness. And it seems like all these streams are becoming so quick that we're entered into this ocean, and change is just happening at the speed of light. It's really fast. Used to take months or days. Now it takes just a few minutes or a few hours or just days. I know I can get a package in from overnight, get on the internet and connect up and order something, and it comes from across the ocean. Example, here's the Blog Talk. We're communicating, we're networking together. And as we navigate these energies or these really fast changes, there's wonderful changes. There's a lot of positive energy. Yeah, we're releasing a lot of negativity, but I went down to the store and I bought a little 99-cent solar light, brought it home, put it in a glass jar, and set it on the table. It's amazing to me that technology, as cheap as it was, about a dollar, that you can have light in your house, and it lasted throughout the night. I brought the energy in from outside. All kinds of new information, lots of support for ideas that, you know, used to be kind of frowned upon or looked at as like you're a little bit different. Gardens, nutritions, permaculture, all of these things are just coming so quickly. I think there's a lot of positive things for us to focus on. So that's kind of what I look at as ascension, the spiritual transformation. We focus a lot on the spiritual aspect of it, but I think we also need to look at, you know, our body container and how that affects us.
We do.
Just to be grounded is really important.
Yeah, we need to stay grounded, and we also need to realize that Mother Earth is going through such a huge transformation as well, and that we're going to be picking up the energies from that as well, which doesn't help. And so many people at the moment are going through so much trauma. You can't believe it.
They're lower suppressive energies. And, you know, the blessings to the people that are on the radio here, like you and Gary, that are lifting up our energies, that are enlightening. And I think we're all pleasure seekers. Everybody wants to be in a good space and be loving and heart-centered and creative. And just to release, we can't go back to the past. We don't have a time machine. Staying in the here and the now, forgiving ourselves for whatever bad behaviors we had in the past, and and looking at the behaviors we have now and making those as heart-centered, as loving. There's always going to be the negative and the positive. We're still in that polarity. We'd like to have no negative aspects on the planet, but I think that's necessary to bring about change. I know I have to get out and I have to plow my garden, and there's a lot of the soil gets kind of torn up, and things, I have to change things around in the yard to bring about new growth. So that's what's happening. It's important not to put our focus on that, but to focus, you know, on what we can do here and now, in the moment, with each other, the connectedness. There's 15 people in the chat room, you and Gary, me and Koos are sitting here, all collectively are coming together as groups and unifying. Cooperation and unity, that's what's forming our communities.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I like to be on such an ascension site as the Gold Ring, because everybody there gets together. And there was, I joined 3 weeks after it was created in 2008, I think it was, or 2006 maybe even, I'm not sure. And now there is like 6,500 members on there.
Wow.
And all the other light worker sites all over the net, everybody's all coming together and focusing their energies on helping, you know, Mother Earth to ascend and helping other people to awaken if they want to awaken. And, I think there's so many people trying to help and trying to create this better world for ourselves, because we do create our own reality.
We do.
Wow.
It's a wonderful thing that we can all come together and then use like the Gold Ring Healing Fountain show and get together and send good intent to the planet and to one another with one heart, one mind. You know, it never ceases to amaze me. Every week, it's always very powerful.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Anyway, we're not getting Koosu on the air tonight. I thought she might want to add a few words, Charles.
I think she might enjoy that. Hold on just a minute, and I'm going to go ahead and let go for a few and go get me a take a break and see if I can get me something to drink.
Okay, well,
just
say hello
moment.
To her. While we're waiting for Koosu to come on, we just want to send love and hugs out to Brooke.
Hey, namaste.
Yes.
Hiya.
Hey, Koosu. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm hotter than the hinges of Hades right now, though. Very warm here. And just to let you know, I haven't heard any part of your conversation, because so I don't know what's going on. I only heard Charles talking.
That's okay. We were just talking about you anyway, so you don't need to worry about it.
Well, your ears, Bernie. Oh, dear. Left for love and right for spite, so they say. But it was all love, honestly.
I know.
But it's
sure.
Lovely to speak to you, because I've never actually spoken to you in person before, have I? I've chatted to you on Skype on loads of occasions, but not in person.
Right. That's true.
So it's nice to hear your voice. I like to hear people's voices and get their energy, and you've got a lovely energy about you, Koosu.
I do. I'm much better in person, though. I get really frozen up on the radio. It's really ridiculous, but that's how it is.
Tell us about it. We all have to step outside our comfort zones.
So what is going on with the ascension, this ascension stuff? I'm reading about it on so many fronts. Charles and I talk about it. You guys talk about it. The show is about that.
Yeah, well, it's not a religion, ascension. As you know,
no.
It's not limiting ourselves to boundaries that are imposed by religions. And it's not waiting and hoping to meet Source as a separate entity from ourselves, which is what religion is about. Ascension is becoming worthy to be a part of the all that is. And it's to move into the fifth dimension by living in the now and creating. And we're all one. And as a collective, we are Source. I mean, there is a higher creator who created us all, but the creator is the universe, and we are all part of the universe.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And the Vedic view, they have a really wonderful little saying that shows the connection that we all have with each other, with all of the universe, the inanimate and the animate, and God, how we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Achintya Beta Beta Tattva. It means that simultaneous oneness with and separateness from.
Yeah.
It's simultaneously that way.
We're
separate, and yes, we're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, such masters as Buddha and ascended masters as Jesus, Buddha, and Krishna all came to Earth to teach us how to ascend, in effect.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of the ascension has to do with us humans as, you know, just our regular individuals, regular people, moving into our own power and being very mindful of the fact that the power is within each and every one of us, which is greater than anything in the world.
Yeah, in fact, wrote a book about it called Beloved, I Am the Christ Within.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about looking for the Christ within each of us, you know, and taking back our divine sovereignty. And taking
back and we are all on our way to becoming the Buddhas and the Christs and the Gandhis and the Mother Teresas of yesteryear, all of these entities we all looked up to back in the past, down through time. We are all on our way to becoming those entities, each and every one of us. And I think that ascension has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
It also may have something to do with remembering that we, coming into the remembrance, because part of being in a human container is that forgetfulness. That's part of our journey, is we're very, very limited in this container. Our ability to sense and perceive everything is extremely limited, and that puts us in a position where we search and we long for that which we can barely remember, but we know is there about ourselves and about our connection with each other in the universe.
That's true.
Our physicality is limited, but our sentience is unlimited.
Well, yeah, soul is the soul. We are that. Yeah, sure. But this container that we're in puts the lid on it.
Well, so. I don't know, because I like to get my crown chakra open and sort of bring in the I am presence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of extending myself outside my physical body, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And
that's exactly what you're doing. You're extending out.
Yeah. And by bringing in your I am presence, you're bringing power into whatever you're doing. So if you want to say, I am happy, that is bringing power to that phrase and reaffirming the positive affirmation.
Yeah.
So if we contact our I am presence every day or every minute or every time we want to...
If we live there.
Yes, that's it.
No, I mean, we are.
We have to visit planet Earth sometimes, because we are here. We're not here to ascend right at this minute, I don't think, or because we're still in our physical bodies. We're here to live a physical life as well, and it's about creating balance and balance between... You know, some people go too mad meditating all the time, or keeping the chakras open all the time, which I do. I'm guilty of that as well. But we should create a balance by keeping ourselves grounded, as Charles said, and taking part in physical activities on Earth as well.
There's a movie from the book actually. I can't remember. Siddhartha. In the movie Siddhartha, it's from the 70s, kind of an interesting movie if anybody wants to watch it. Anyway,
I remember it.
In this movie, so Lord Buddha is sitting meditating on the bank, and he hears a boatman talking to a music. There's a boatman going down the river, and there's a musician and the teacher. And the teacher says to him, if you tighten the strings, if the string is too slack, it will not play. But if it's too tight, it'll snap. So that's what gave him, supposedly, the Lord Buddha, the inspiration to find the middle way, like you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Between the opposite extremes.
Yes.
That's the sacred spot.
And that's
right.
The
Going
key to it all, isn't it?
It all.
Yeah, it's the key to everything, the middle way.
Yes.
Turning away from the duality.
Yes.
Being mindful of...
Or embracing the duality.
Yeah.
And walking between
We're embracing the duality as diametrically opposed opposite ends to the exact same energy.
Yes, because it does all exist. It's where is the place where we can keep our balance and be most harmonious with our whole being.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's about harmony as well, because the music of the universe, it's all to do with mathematics as well, isn't it? know, and we've got sacred geometry and mathematics of the universal sound. And
Jupiter, Neptune rules ascension.
Right, yeah. So it's about all that. But we do have a question from someone in the chat room. I don't know if he's called into the switchboard yet. I can't see a Skype caller on the switchboard. But Jampi, I believe, wanted to ask a question. You can always type it in, Jampi, if you can't call in. But if you want the call-in number, I can give you the call-in number. That's 011 from outside America, 646-929-0461. Or if you're on Skype,
or just hit the click to
just
talk.
Click to speak.
That finally right. works?
Does it?
Yes, it does. If you have
the old days of Blog Talk, it never worked.
I don't think I've clicked to talk yet.
You have to
have
Skype.
I click when I'm talking. Sorry about that.
Because it calls in via Skype. So you have Skype.
Yeah, you do. Okay, then. So I think we're going to play our video. We can always bring Charles back on in a little while.
I will go seek him out. He's left the sanctuary here.
All right. Well, we're going to do the video next. And and then we're going to have Gary doing a meditation. So there's no rush. So
okay.
if he wants to come back on later on, and we'll speak to him again. We'll just...
I'm here. I just don't have my microphone went out.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, then. Well, we've had a good chat with Kusu and got her opinion on her idea of ascension. And I'm sure there's thousands of people out there listening who have got another perspective on it. But as long as we all get to the same place eventually, it doesn't matter, does it? More roads lead to Rome, don't they? All
right.
roads lead to Rome, so they say. Okay, then. So if you want to get everyone to pull up the players, Gary, I'll get over to the switchboard and press play on the video soundtrack.
Let me get everyone to go ahead and click the link to the video that's in the chat room. Click the link and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. And Jan Christie, there's my ticket. I'm ready. And Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will cue us and start us off.
Yeah, well, there's my heart going in the chat room now. And
all right.
I'm going to count you down so that we'll press
it. And there's
it.
My heart. Well, let's wait a few
Kusu
moments.
Kusu and I have just put a heart in.
Oh, great. So I'll count you down. And so I'm going to count 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Everything in the universe is interconnected. In other words, our bodies are related to everything that corresponds to our physical senses. If you can see, smell, touch, hear, or taste something, then that is related to your existence. We are connected to our planet as our planet is connected to our solar system. Our solar system is connected to our galaxy, and our galaxy is connected to the universe. It's all one living and breathing organism of life. This shift isn't just a shift for mankind. It's a shift that involves every level of dimension as well as every planet in our solar system. If our solar system is heating up, then the frequencies of each planet within this solar system is rising in conjunction to the galactic shift. The planets in our solar system are raising their vibrations right now. These planets are making preparation for the transformational shift to occur in the upcoming years, culminating in 2012. This is proof that the shift is already happening. So you're probably thinking, what does that mean for me? As the frequencies are rising, our anatomical structure is changing in accordance to this shift. Our DNA resonates with these gradual changes. Many people are discovering or rediscovering hidden abilities that they had when they were children, along with newly founded abilities such as seeing auras in other people, telepathy, or ESP. In the past, many people were afraid to talk about these abilities and suppressed them for fear of being ridiculed. Now, these abilities are becoming more prevalent to those in tune with the shift, and people are outwardly expressing these abilities. For those who are aware of what's happening, we're all going through a DNA upgrade right now. If you look at the lineage of mankind, there is no gradual change found throughout our lineage. The change was abrupt. This will also be the case in what we're currently experiencing. Through this DNA upgrade, our DNA will be fully utilized, including all of the junk DNA that we aren't currently using, which will unlock the mystery of why we're here, who we were in previous lives, and what our true spiritual potential is capable of accomplishing. For some people, this is already happening when they feel that sense of urgency or feel like it's time to go home. Your DNA is giving you these messages. People are ending dead-end relationships in which their bodies can no longer tolerate a person of negative influence. These people are surrounding themselves with other positive, like-minded people as they unknowingly prepare themselves for this transition. Many people will continue to follow the sheep mentality and will continue to ridicule others as they make this transition, only to find that they'll be left behind with no one to blame but themselves. For now, those who are aware of the shift, enjoy it. There's no better time to be alive than right now.
And now it's time for our candle ceremony. And here's where we light our candles. We're lighting our candle for peace on earth. And we're lighting our candle because it represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their candles if they wish to. And also because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out love and healing all around the world. And to anyone who particularly needs it, we'd like to send it out at the moment to Brooke. Love and hugs to Brooke's family. I've lit my Navshampa to purify and cleanse the atmosphere. And right now we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We do this absolutely live because we like to be in the now moment. And so we'd now like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Uriel. Please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The healing Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world. Divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Sananda, Jesus and Magdalene energies, we ask for your assistance now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. Now I'd like to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. and we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
So now, find a comfortable place to either sit or lie down. Take care that your spine is straight and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. This allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Close your eyes and realize that in closing them, you're closing off the outside world. And your attention naturally turns inward. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply. Relax. When you breathe in, send the breath to the solar plexus. Expand your stomach. Feel the breath rising up into your chest. And gently push the breath out and relax. Your body is an ocean of energy. Your body, the energy of the universe, is cascading through your body like a river. Allow it to flow through you. And feel your breath rising and falling. Like waves rising and falling. Within your consciousness, you find yourself in a crystal vortex of a large mountain. You are sitting high upon its peak, as you gaze into the distance. You feel such a great expanse inside. It's very cold at such a height. You enjoy the beautiful landscape as you gaze off into the horizon. Before you head back to the warmth of the shelter, so beautiful is our Mother Earth, you say to yourself. From such a high place where the disharmony and discord of the world are not able to reach, it is as if you have a crystal armor, and only the whispers of the pure air of the mountain can enter through and reach into your heart. In the far distance, you see a gray cloud coming. You sense the developing mist in the air, and the winds are getting colder and colder. The sun has begun to set, and its show of vibrant colors of violet and emerald and blue begin to mix with one another in a celestial dance of illuminated fire. You feel yourself such a part of nature. You see yourself one with the earth. Visualize it and feel it. An ominous gray cloud is coming closer and closer. You see the eagles in their return flight to the mountain walls. You hear their announcement of the approaching storm coming to the summit. You stand up from your rock perch and begin to hike back to the comfort of the shelter, realizing now that your safety is of utmost importance. The sky darkens quite quickly. You feel the first snowflakes begin to fall from your shoulder. Finally, you arrive at the high altitude shelter. As you open the door, you feel the warmth from the breathing gloves filled with fire. A sense of well-being permeates your entire body. There's a big, comfy armchair. You're so tired, you're ready to sit down and push your body. Just place your body. All colors start to fit in. Visualize it. You are enchanted by the flames. Your eyes grow heavy and start closing as a deep sense of lucid awareness overcomes all your senses. You are now walking in a very hot, dry, dusty place. The ground is cracked like of rain. The rain that has been so longed for by the people has not made its presence yet this year. Far away, just seems to be a community settled, group of huts. You're getting close to them now. So hot. You see some indigenous people huddled in soft shaped huts. You greet them. Suddenly you realize that your sight is bleak. Hopeless. You feel their thoughts. Some of them not survive if not just walking. Next, here, lying on the ground, without even... Suffocating heat starts to happen. You feel scary and tired. You keep walking. You come close to one of the huts. It is made of mud and straw. Surprised to see a very young girl, about 3 years old, lying in the dirt with a... She is surrounded by flies. Quickly, you sit down next to her, forgetting all about your own discomfort. And you're hurrying. Not your gentle. Lost in her book. Such hope. Keep your attention there. See then the flowing intention from the consciousness, and you feel the familiar armchair. You are in shelter. You know fire flickering softly. You say to yourself, an important mission. A mission of my forming. flower of life, thousands of the sons of the people. The directed there, guided by divine will. The clouds continue toward the wilderness. Together with the great as they see the clouds that start over the great burning sun. Pure dove begins to emerge from the center. Down there, the white feather, went toward the church. Feather, this the purest. Your butt. Tension there. Full. Thank you. The consciousness. Nature. Love. Equal rights to clean water, fire, healthy food, and shelter. As divine, sovereign, ascend free, balance for the planet is restored. You are returning. Read. For joining me up. Of its light.
That was Libra. Thank you for the beautiful meditation, Gary. It was absolutely gorgeous. What we could hear of it, because you were cutting out. But it was Skype's fault, not yours. So I hope you could pick it up there in America. We weren't getting it in Europe. Holland is saying they didn't get it either, so never mind.
Yeah, and we're having... it was probably my Skype at my end, and I guess.
Possibly.
I don't know.
And the switchboard is acting up as well. It's one of those things, isn't it? I mean,
yes,
the song that I was going to play for Dean earlier, Dean Danforth, it's showing up when I log into Blog Talk Radio, but actually here on the switchboard, it's not. So who knows where it is? It's in the ether somewhere. But we will play it sometime or other. But anyway, last week, I played a song that my sister wrote, Sue Sikora. She wrote it for Clitheroe Pop Choir, who have since recorded it. So I think I'll just give that a spin, if you don't mind, Gary, before we bring Charles back on again. Okay, then.
Of course.
Here we go. Victorious, she wrote it for the Olympics. And being they've just finished, I'll give this a spin. If it will play, because they're just spinning round and not doing anything tonight. Doesn't look like it's going to play. Here we go.
Greatest challenge of their lives.
And that's my little sister, Sue, Sue Sikora. And she conducts Clear Old Pop Choir and wrote the song as well. Okay,
yeah, I
got to
say something.
Yeah?
You have a talented family. The music from all of your families is really amazing.
Oh, we just love
it. I just wanted to let you know that, that's all.
Thank you very much.
You're marvelous.
Thank you very much, Gary. Well, anyway, have we got time to bring Charles back on? And with a caller as well, have we? Have we got... we've only got a couple of minutes left. We're going to have to be really, really quick. So we'll just check the Skype caller. Is it Jumpy on Skype? Every little button I press, Gary, won't do anything. It's just spinning.
I did it.
Okay.
Hello, Skype caller. Is this Jumpy? Hello?
Yeah, this is Jumpy.
Hi, Jumpy.
Oh,
hello?
How are you?
Jumpy.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing okay.
Did you have a question for Charles?
Yes. I've got many things to share about complementary therapies and things, healing methods, etc. And I don't know how to do it.
Well, what we need to do, Jumpy, is get you on as a special guest. If you've got many things to share, you need a show of your own, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, but they are not my things, you know.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I found out over the internet, maybe a product, service, etc.
It doesn't matter.
Well, if you take those things and make them your own, then they are your own.
Yeah. And we'll have you as a guest because we're going to have to say goodbye in 1 minute. And so we're going to thank you for calling in, Jumpy, but time is getting the better of us. So I'll tell you what, you come on as special guest and share anything that you want to share with us because, you know, we're all here to share with each other. Okay, then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks, Jumpy. I'll arrange a date with you on Skype.
Okay.
Take it to
Tom. And we're going to bring Charles on just to say goodbye and thank you very much for joining us and Kusu. Are you there? Are you still there, Charles?
Yeah, I'm still here. Wonderful show. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
Everyone that joined us. Namaste. In Lakesh.
Yeah, and thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to the Angelic Realm as well for being here. And thank you to you, Gary. And next week, we've got the Animal Welfare Organization. And so we've got a speaker coming on about to tell us all about the work that they do, which is brilliant work. For the animal kingdom.
Wonderful.
Okay then, so we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And I got a special request for this song, and it's mine, Groove of Ascension, and Charles requested this one, didn't you, Charles? So I'm sorry about that, but it was a special request. And you can't let the guests down, can you?
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It sounds awful on Skype tonight. All the songs sound terrible, but never mind. Here we go. Goodbye. Goodbye and God bless everyone. And see you next week,
thanks,
Gary.
Everyone.
And thank you very much, Charles David. Thank you.
Thank you. Find us on Facebook. Kusa and I are on Facebook. Find us on that or YouTube. Thank you.
Yeah, we will do. And thank you to everyone for being in the chat room and to all the listeners out there. Thank you because your energy has helped to co-create a beautiful show. Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
And
I got them.
I took all my cares and chased my blues away. My God.